I'm really watching the little dogs here, quite cute. You just wouldn't expect a group of little dogs here at the middle of a high-profile conference.
Hi, and welcome to Politico Money from the Milken Institute Global Conference in Beverly Hills, California, where the most powerful politicians and business leaders in the world, and some dogs, have gathered. I'm Ben White. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Investment Council. So today is the last day of this crazy, insane conference. And while the political world was glued to the Attorney General back in Washington testifying before Congress about the Mueller report, Milken may as well have been on a different planet. It's the kind of place where Frank Luntz, he's a big-time GOP consultant and pollster and public opinion guru, best known for developing talking points and other messaging for various Republican causes, got swamped by autograph seekers after a session on words to use and words to avoid in business, economics, and politics. Frank, how would you describe Planet Milken?
The future of the globe is in this room, and I'm a pessimist, but they're doing great things.
Yeah, and I'm sort of a pessimist too, and sometimes I think about this place as like, you know, a gathering for the 1% to make deals with each other and then put a sort of gloss of do-gooderism over it. But you don't think that's right, that they're actually, the main focus here is actually doing good, not making money?
Well, that's the ultimate cynicism, and that's part of why I'm depressed, is that there'll be people who will come here who will have that cynical attitude. Like, why shouldn't they do well as they do good? I think we can do both, and they prove that. And by the way, I will tell you categorically that the Americans in here, a clear majority voted for Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump.
Yeah, and the last thing I'd ask is just something that strikes me is that it's very disconnected here from everything that's going on in D.C. Like, everybody in D.C. is talking about, you know, the Barr hearing and the Mueller report. Nobody here is talking about it or seems to care about it. Why is that?
Nobody's talking about it because it doesn't matter to them. They care about environmental improvement. They care about discovery in science. They care about new technology. They're not focused on the past. They're focused on the future. And frankly, government to them only matters when it gets in the way.
Yeah, good. Frank, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Good to see you.
Cool.
Okay, so after I chatted with Luntz, I headed to the Wellness Garden to take a break, where an activity called Happiness is a Warm Puppy was taking place.
Hello, cutie.
There's not a whole lot of people here now. I was in the puppy area yesterday. It was jam-packed. But it's one of the many kind of wellness things that happen at Milken, and this just happens to be the puppy hour. So, Ben White from Politico, we're doing a thing on Planet Milken and how sort of interesting and weird and different a place it is. And one of those things right now is you holding a puppy. Why did you decide to come out here and hold this puppy?
I've always had a passion for dogs. I've always grown up with dogs. And just to see one here in such a serious environment is very lightening. Also, just to forget about that I'm here right now amongst all these amazing people. So it just kind of brings me back to like a childhood memory.
Yeah. I mean, amazing people, totally, but also like super type A, high energy, intense people.
Yes,
that's why it's kind
of
nice to come out here and chill, particularly with a puppy. What type of work do you do?
I work in pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And do you feel that your heart rate has gone down and you felt more calm since you've been holding this puppy? Because
Yes.
I felt that way yesterday.
Definitely, yes. Just because they're just beautiful, loving creatures. And like you said, they don't think of me as a status. They just
Precisely.
Think of me as someone to love. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care if you've got $1 billion or no dollars.
No, exactly.
Do you mind just telling us your name?
My name is Victoria Servin.
I have to say that there are, you know, thousands of people at Milken. I only saw like 10 or 20 doing the puppy thing. I think every single person here would benefit from spending a little bit more time with a nice warm puppy so they could be less obsessed with their own status.
I'm playing with the puppy and it makes me so happy. So happy.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't really care. I'm just ecstatic right now. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. I just... Like it's gone. You get to play with a puppy. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing.
And that does it for Money at Milken. Find the show by searching for Politico Money wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to subscribe for free so you don't miss Baby Bust, our provocative look at the economic legacy of the baby boomers. Our producer is Jenny Ament. The executive producer of Politico Audio is Dave Shaw. Thanks so much for listening.
The private equity industry invests in every community across America, building better businesses and employing more than 5 million people. That's more jobs than Walmart, Amazon, and UPS combined. This week, the American Investment Council released a new report that shows states across the country that benefit from private equity investment, including Tennessee, Minnesota, and North Carolina. Want to learn how we're investing in your community and in every single state? Check out the new report at investmentcouncil.org.